get a Bible, this is going to be a good one tonight. 16th chapter, 1 Samuel. We're going to read from the 6th verse to verse 13. Say amen if you're with me. All right, let's read. And it came to pass, when they were come, that he looked on Eliab and said, surely the Lord's anointed is before him. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. Church, take note of that verse, verse 7. It's a very special verse. We're going to go back and preach that in just a minute. Then Jesse called Abinadab and made him pass before Samuel. And he, being Samuel, said, neither hath the Lord chosen him. Then Jesse made Shema to pass by, and he said, neither hath the Lord chosen this. Again, Jesse made 7 of his sons to pass before Samuel. And Samuel said unto Jesus, the Lord hath not chosen these. And Samuel said unto Jesse, are here all thy children? And he said, there remaineth yet the youngest. And behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he cometh hither. And he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy and withal of a beautiful countenance and goodly to look to. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. Let's read verse 14, add one to it. But the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. Saul was the king during this time of the age to which they lived. And he was commanded to go forth into battle. And everything was going right. They were winning. They were successful. Saul was essentially on top of the world. He had favor and he had power. Had everything in the world that he could ever ask for. Yet, God's instruction was not obeyed. He was commanded to do something with some of the provisions and livestock of the spoils of war. But Saul chose yet to retain those things unto himself. For we as people oftentimes will get around stuff that we think that we're entitled to, fight for it, and keep it on our own. Yet we don't realize what the true purpose of following the obedience of God really is. Saul, during that time, upon this, God sent word to his prophet Samuel. You know, I'm thinking, what a day that we live in where, you know, people don't respect men and women of God anymore. You could tell somebody a word and they give no ear to it anymore. Let me tell you, when Samuel walked around in the day he lived in, there were people that feared his presence to even be around him. They feared just to even know that he was coming their way because they knew that he possessed something within him that came straight from God. So when Samuel began to go around, he had sent that word unto Saul that you had disobeyed God and it's time for change. So Samuel was out looking for a new king. Now Saul had the appearance of everything that was supposed to be, had the looks for the king, had every possession that he'd known, yet something had changed and God had redirected his calling to somebody else. So Samuel was in hunt for somebody to be king. So he went to the man named Jesse. He went to Jesse and began to see out all of his sons to know whether there was one there that was called to be king. But how many of you know that as each son passed by, there was something speaking to Samuel that said, no, this isn't the one that I'm looking for. And no, although he looks in good stature and looks strong, he's still not the one that I'm looking for. But then the Bible points out that there was this one young lad out keeping the sheep, still out doing the work, that although he didn't look like a king, he didn't look like he was of good stature to be a king, but yet God saw something in his life that he sent a prophet forth to call him. I said all that to open up with this. So many of us tonight are heavy burdened and heavy laden with things going on in our life. And though we try to do things our way, try to see things the way we want to, try to fight our own battles and try to make things work for our good, there is a purpose that is within you that if you will begin to discern, you'll realize that this direction is not the way that I should go. And this direction, although it looks great, is not the direction direction I should go and to obey God, and this is the path that I need to go on. So many of us are looking for blessings, but God is wanting us to be like Samuel was, open to follow Him and to walk with a boldness about Himself. So many of us tonight may be even afraid to be a Christian in our workplace. So many of us tonight might be ashamed of the gospel that's within us, but you have got to learn to follow the one voice that will keep you no matter what it is that you face. I needed purpose in my life, Brother Derek. I lived a long time before I ever realized what I was truly called and anointed to do. I went a long time out in the fields of life wondering what it is that God had in store for me. Some of us in here are looking and searching for something that's not bringing satisfaction. And God is wanting to redirect you tonight through this word. You see, God saw that there had to be a change in order for His will to be brought to pass. And it didn't matter what David looked like, because God was not looking on the outward appearance, but He was looking within the heart of David. Now we read in the Bible that says that David was a man after God's own heart. And many of us think that that had to be a perfect heart, but I'm here to tell you that it was just a heart that was after God. And God saw this within him. Many of us in here tonight would admit with me that we're not perfect. Many of us would at least admit that we're human and we've made mistakes along the way. But I want to tell you, no matter how many times you've failed, how many mistakes that you've made, that there still is a purpose for your life and for something of you to do. I've been searching for my purpose for a while now. Here in the past few months, I've been seeking God so much. Lord, where would you have me live? God, where will you send me to preach? Where will you have me to go in my future? Lord, what will you have in store for my family? What is it that you're moving in all these parts of my life? God, where is it that you're going to send me? God, how is it that you're going to move in me? Am I going to continue to sing? Are you moving in preaching? What direction do you have for my life? And as we go on this journey of searching, we can be weary for wondering where the answer is. But I want you to know something tonight, and this stirs me to no end, that even though I don't understand my purpose initially, that as God begins to move in my life, I begin to understand what it is He wants me to do, where it is He wants me to be, and how it is He wants me to do it. But I've learned something along the way, that purpose is not easily gained. It is something that's fought for. If you want to live this life with some purpose, you're going to have to get up in the morning and give God praise even when you don't feel like it. If you're going to live with some purpose, you're going to have to practice singing even when your voice is hoarse. You're going to have to give God a little bit of your life to show Him that you're ready for the call. David was in the middle of being just a shepherd boy, but he didn't realize at the time that his life was about to be turned upside down. He was anointed to be king, but let me tell you, he didn't go hop on up to the throne room and sit down. There was a long journey that was ahead of him before he realized what his purpose was. And some of you tonight have been called. You know what it is you are to do, and God's speaking to you tonight to say that there are some battles that you're going to have to go through in your life in order to realize what it is that God has called you to do. It's not going to be pretty all the time. It's not going to be glamorous all the time, but if you follow Him, He will surely bless you. Don't take my word for it. Let's read on a little bit. Go to the 17th chapter, verse 17, and it says, "And Jesse said unto David, his son, take now for thy brethren an ephah of this parched corn and these 10 loaves, and run to the camp to thy brethren, and carry these 10 cheeses to the captain of their 1,000, and look how thy brethren fare, and take their pledge. Now Saul and they and all the men of Israel were in the valley of Elah fighting with the Philistines. And David rose up early in the morning and left the sheep with a keeper, and took as Jesse had commanded. And he came to the trench as the host was going forth to the fight, and shouted for the battle." David was still a shepherd boy, even when God was sending him in to a new thing. David probably didn't realize what was to come. He didn't know the big battle that was to come, but he was simply obeying the command of God. Now, church, I'm here to tell you that every day that we live, we are spoken to by the Spirit of God. Whether you choose to listen to it or not is of your accord, but there is a Holy Ghost that is our teacher, and it is our leader, and it speaks to us day by day. It'll cause us to be a happy people. You don't have to have anybody make you feel good, but there is a spirit that lives that wants to lead you out further. God has called many of us to go on to the next big thing, and the first thing that you've got to learn to do is to hear the voice of the Holy Ghost. It'll cause you to keep your mouth shut, even though you feel like opening it and speaking your mind, and it'll cause you to be at peace, even though everything around you is raging, and it'll cause you to do things you never thought you would. I never thought I'd ever preach the Word of God. I was just an angry teenager. I didn't realize where God was taking me. He didn't just take me as a 15-year-old boy and sit me down upon the throne to be a preacher. He had to take me through some stuff so that I would learn God and who He is to me. Some of us may be under the impression that a walk with God is a bed of roses. But I'm here to tell you that if you want things just to stay the same, the enemy will let you keep it that way as long as you want. If you want to stay depressed, devil's not going to fool with you. If you're going to continue to beat yourself up every day, he's not going to mess with you. He's concerned about those that are living with purpose. He's concerned about those that are willing to speak up, to be accounted for in the house of God, to step out and have integrity in the world that we live in. I've been looking for my purpose for a long time. I've been searching for it all through my teen years. I thought it was this, and then I thought it was that. Then I tried to do this, tried to do that. But I had to go through some things to realize just how much that God loved me before I ever knew of the great purpose He had for me. How many of you have ever had to buy your first car before and it cost you quite a bit? When you drove that car, it felt like the best thing ever. But you knew that if something went wrong, that you know your heart was for it because you took care of it because you invested your money into that. So God has invested something great into you, and He loves you, and He cares for you, and He wants you to live with purpose. There's so many Christians today that are just living in the void of the in-between. They're not on fire, and they won't say that they're cold, and they sort of just drift through service after service, and they'll complain, and they're unsatisfied, and no song will soothe their heart, and they just wonder what it is that they need to do, aimlessly blaming other people for the mistakes that they need to own up for, going through life without having any true inner joy. And I walked that road before. And it's so hard because you can get to a place where you don't have enough excuses to cover up how bad that you feel. You can't come up with enough to say how bad that you feel at times. You can't tell people enough. You can't cover it up enough. You can't put on a mask and hide it any longer. There comes a point when you have to realize that God has you here for a reason, and He's bringing you through things so that you're able to grow and to be on fire for Him. You're never going to be on fire for God if you're not willing to go through some things. I'm here to preach to you tonight that it's time that we learn to walk through our trials and not just give up and beg God to save us and pull us out of it. If you ever want to grow and be ascended to where He's called you to be, you've got to learn to walk through some stuff. So what if they talk about you? So what if they don't believe in what you're doing? So what if they come against you, speak ill of you, speak directly against you? So what if other people come against what you're living for your purpose? So what if they don't care when you obey God? So what if everybody tries to just push you to the side? I'm here to tell you tonight that my steps are anointed, not because I put them there, but because God has put a purpose inside of my life. And I'm here tonight not for anybody, but I know that my footsteps are anointed by the Holy Ghost, and I preach tonight because somebody needs to come alive. God has a purpose for you. He has a purpose for you. Let's repeat that together tonight. Say this with me. He's got a purpose for me. Say this with me. But I've got to go through some stuff to get there. That's your message tonight. I'm going to keep on preaching, but that's what you need to walk out of here with. We're going to get to where God wants us to be, but there's going to be some things that are going to help us grow up. I didn't know God was going to lead here, but I'm going to preach it anyway. If we don't learn to go through some things, we'll handle things as children tend to handle them. We'll be immature about something and act up, I guess, as you say it. And God is wanting to bring us through some things so that we'll grow up a little bit and serve God with a little bit of purpose. You don't need anybody in here to stir up the spirit that lives within you. I'm going to say it again. You don't need anybody in this place to let you know how good that God has been to you. You don't need a preacher to tell you how great that He has put a calling in your life. You don't need me to tell you any of that. Yet we still tend to act up and not be mature people. If we were mature people, we'd have faith that every time we worshiped, that we'd get a blessing, that we wouldn't wait on something to try to stir us into it. If God hasn't already done enough for you in this place, then I'm here to tell you that there's not enough in this world that's going to give you strength. Not enough of this world. It's going to help you along your way. But it takes walking, grown up before God, and walking with a load that you may be tried as gold by fire. As we know, gold is purified through a process. And no, it's not frozen to purify. It is brought through by heat, by energy, by power, driven to separate impurities. I realize now that when God lets me walk through some things, that it's not to punish me for everything that I've done wrong. God is not beating us down, because that's not how it works. We've got to learn. That's why the word said to rejoice concerning your tribulations, to rejoice concerning your fiery trials. If we had a church that would rejoice in the bad times, you'd never have to worry about praising Him in the good times. I'm here to tell you that the day we live in, there are people that are against God and His will. There are government establishments that are against God and His will. Schools are against God and His will. People in public are against any display of God in your life. And if we don't learn to grow up and be mature in Him and say, Lord, I know You blessed me then, and I know that You're going to bless me now. God, I know You've been there then, and I know You're going to bring me through today. See, God doesn't ever supply a blessing without it being for a purpose. He didn't just deliver me for nothing. I'm here today because God saw fit to love me. And even then, I didn't know what my purpose was. I knew I'd been made free. I knew that through and through I'd been saved. And maybe some of us are there right now. We're saved. We know God. We can even feel His presence. But yet, when we face those battles that's going on, we never can seem to win. Never can seem to get victory. Feeling like that we're going around like a merry-go-round. Just when you think you got rid of it, out it pops its head one more time. Brings you down the same old way. Just when you thought that you were going to dance before the Lord without any persecution, there comes the enemy trying to bring you down once more. I'm telling you this much. He can speak all that he wants to me. The devil can taunt me all that he wants. But once you've been through some things in your life that God brought you through, then you'll realize that no matter what, he will bark in your ear, that it'll never deter you from the purpose that God has for you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. David started out in a field. He started out in a place out tending sheep. But how many of you know that going into the battlefield was the first step for his life? He didn't know he was just taking supplies to his brothers and to the allies' camp. But then a situation arose in that time to where that somebody had to step up and beat up this giant that was before them. This giant was clothed in armor, heavy armor. It said it was 5 1,000 shackles that was upon him. That's the equivalent of like 200 pounds of armor. Tell me anybody that you know that could walk with greater than their body weight of armor, and I'll tell you that this was truly somebody that only God's anointed was going to defeat. Every person in their flesh that was there cowered in fear. They cowered in fear for 40 days, and God saw that, hey, this is going to be a step for the one whom I've called to step up a little bit more unto what I have in store for him. Again, David didn't go straight up to the throne, and some of us need to realize that and not get discouraged in what you're seeking for. You may not jump right up to the blessing just yet, but God will bring you through something else, and he'll bring you through another small thing, and he'll give you a reason week by week to give him honor and praise. And if we don't learn to obey him through the smaller battles, don't ever expect to get victory in the big ones. You see, some people think that people can't be changed. People think that their hearts can't be changed. They think they're forever lost. But I'm here to tell you that I serve a God that can speak to anybody, speak to anything. He brought water from a stone, and he caused the waters to part, and he caused the dead to be raised. So don't tell me that there's anybody too lost that God cannot change. He sent David forth into the camp, and all of a sudden, purpose kicked in within David. His brothers began to taunt him, as the enemy will do right before your breakthrough. They basically said, "You just came to watch us get beat." They called him naughty, if you read it. They're saying, "You just came just to see us get beat down and see us be called cowards." So his brothers, standing around being afraid, and all of a sudden, here came somebody that didn't come with any armor, didn't have a weapon. All that he had within him was some purpose. He had been sent to give something unto them, but there was something greater going on. How many of you are with me on where this is going tonight? You might be going to be sent to do one thing. All the while God's moving and so many other things that we don't even know's in store. Many of us have giants out there that we've got to fight. And I'm here to tell you, without God, you're not going to win. But I'll tell you this much tonight. If you will hear his spirit speak to you, you will have a better week this week than you did last week. And if you will listen to what God says to you, you'll be a better man and a better woman. You'll be a better loving person. You won't let anything anybody says bring you down. Get behind me, devil, tonight. I'm here to tell you that we've got to learn to walk through some battles and some valleys before we ever realize what God has in store. Because I'm here to tell you, what God has in store is good. What he's bringing you up to is greater than what you even asked for. If you just learn to heed unto the Spirit of God. Some of us think we're living on purpose, but we're just existing, Brother Roston. We're just letting things happen, not uttering a prayer. We're just letting it happen and saying, "This is the way it's being dealt to me, and I've just got to live with it." His allies that David was standing around were saying that, essentially. They didn't think they could win. They didn't go forward, but they didn't run away. Such as the same lukewarm spirit that we'll walk in as Christians. We're not willing to take that risk to be vulnerable, but we don't want people to think that we're coming short and backsliding, so we sort of just stand in between going forward and moving back. But God called us to go one direction, and that direction is forward to victory. Now, they tried to put some armor on him. That's all they knew to do. They said, "Well, take Saul's armor. You can." Isn't it amazing that he wasn't just anointed with any armor, but it was the king's armor. He was laid upon with the king's armor, and he refused armor that had been proven by somebody else, because within himself he said, basically, "This ain't who I am." Many people will try to put things on you that aren't who you are. Don't just take something just because somebody says it's the right choice to make. You have got to learn to pray. If you don't amen me the rest of the night, you've got to amen that right there. We have got to learn to pray, to learn when we need to throw things off that other people are trying to put on us. Now, I know a little while back I was searching and seeking God for what I should do concerning my job. And within myself, I had already made up my mind, I'm going to do this because it feels right and this is where I'm going to go. And and people had encouraged me and told me things. And, at the time I wasn't praying. I was just saying, Lord, it's open. The door's open and this is happening. But then I realized something, that it wasn't for the purpose of my life to go that route the way that I thought it would be. God had a greater purpose in store. So what did you have to do, brother? The one thing none of us want to do. I had to wait. There's one thing a Christian won't tolerate. It's having to wait. Lord, I need $100 tonight, right now. God could be giving you a blessing for $1,000, but you're complaining over $100. I'm telling you tonight, that sounds hard. And it is hard. But if you'll swallow that, you'll grow up a little bit. You see, God's brought me through some things, and the same things that used to bother me back then aren't the same things that bother me now. Because now, as I have ascended in God's calling for my life, He has anointed me to do greater things than just suffer in the petty things. If I was still in the petty things, I wouldn't be a preacher, and I wouldn't try to lead anybody, because I know that my life was in a mess, and I couldn't even see my own way. But if you will begin to trust God, He'll make you a leader over your house. He'll restore a priest into his home, and He'll lead you in the right direction. There has not been a day that when I sought God for direction, that He did not show me. There's not been a day that I pray that God didn't show me the way. Do you hear what I'm telling you tonight? There has not been a day of my life that I have had to walk in confusion. But we don't want to wait. So He threw off the armor and said, that's not me. I can't wear this. It's not something I've used before. So all he had on him was just the clothes he had on, and he had this satchel with him, a shepherd's satchel, that I'm sure had some food to feed the flock along the way. And he went with what he knew he could do. God will never put something on you that you're not called to do. So he went down to the river. He gathered the stones, as we know in the story, and he went in an act of obedience. But I have to read this before we preach the rest. If you're ever going to live with some purpose, church, you have got to learn how to stir up the purpose that lives within you. Now pay attention to verse 34 in the 17th chapter. And David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him and smote him, and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard, and smote him, and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this circumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defiled the armies of the living God. David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go, and the Lord be with thee. From the very beginning that David was anointed to be king, there was something that happened. It said that the Spirit of God was with him from that day on. And there were some things that he had to go through in his life to even know that he had a strength enough to beat the giant. So he didn't go with any special weapon that he knew that he could do of his own, but he began to strengthen himself by the word of his testimony. In church, if we would learn just to look at all the times that God had delivered us out of the bear and the lion of all of our lives, then you'd be strong enough. Man, I feel the anointing for this. You'd be strong enough to endure the battle that's ahead of you. Some of us need to realize that He didn't just bless you then just so that you could be stuck in what you're dealing with now. But there's something within you that as you believe, it'll cause you to take another step forward and say, I'm just going to be who I am, and I'm just going to obey the God that I know is real. For He brought me out of a lion here, and He brought me out of a bear there. And it was enough for me to destroy that. There's some devils that if we would learn to be who we are in God, they would have no stance or a chance to ever survive. We've got to learn to walk in power by the Spirit. And it doesn't require you to have a weapon that ain't yours. It just requires you to be who you are in the Spirit of the Lord.